Hi everyone, I'm Heidi Rogers, and this is Tell the Others. I wanted to create a place for meaningful conversation, life lessons, and parenting hacks. Sometimes I chat to interesting people, sometimes I answer questions about parenting or life stuff, and sometimes I just rant. These episodes are filled with stories and insights that made me say, ugh, I just have to tell the others. So let's dive in to hear what we can learn today. Hi, Heidi. Why doesn't positive parenting work on my spicy 8-year-old? My 10-year-old is so different, more happy, compliant, easy to calm down, talk about their feelings. But my 8-year-old is aggressive, violent, and hates to talk about any feelings. Feels like we're all walking on eggshells. My husband yells and isn't as patient as me, but I lose it too, as nothing seems to work. I could talk about feelings and validate the emotions of my 10-year-old, but Mr. 8 hates any kind of emotional chat. Why is he like this? How many of you does that resonate with? Why is he like this? Okay, so if you've not watched the Spicy Masterclass, which this makes me wonder if you have, because this question is super awesome and super standard spicy and is answered thoroughly in the Spicy Masterclass. But I'll give you the Cliff's Notes version of the things you would learn in the masterclass. So why is he like this? Because spicy kids suck at emotional regulation. That's the short answer. That part of the brain that regulates, and what does regulate mean? So I have the impulse, the thing that happened. You took the iPad off me. The kid snatched my toy. For a teenager, it's you told me I can't go out this weekend, or you told me I have to turn my phone off at 10 p.m. or whatever. So the impulse, the thing that happens, and then my reaction. And that gap, the smaller the gap, the younger you are, usually, or the emotional maturity that you have. So like a baby or a toddler, you do that sort of stuff to them. The gap is really small. So they are not super emotionally regulated because it's a very quick gap from the impulse, the thing that happens, and then the behavior, the response, the reaction, right? And then as you get older, that gap widens. And then ideally, when you're 40, you have a nice window there of being able to emotionally regulate. Something happens, you get slighted, someone's mean to you, someone cuts you off, and then your response, not reaction, you thoughtfully respond rather than just react. You don't then, you know, read the comment and write back to the person on social media, I hate you, you fat, stupid lady, you know. You're able to regulate, take a deep breath, talk to someone about it, rant about it, calm down before jumping on your keyboard, right? That is ideally where we all get, is to have a bigger gap. Spicy kids, their gap sucks, and it's never proportionate to the other kids there that are around their age. So say, for example, if you're comparing them to a sibling, which I get it in this family's scenario, this mom scenario, I did it. We all do it. We all compare our kids. We all know it's not helpful, but we all do it. Just remind yourself, though, if you're comparing, even if you're comparing two spicy kids, spices are different, right? Nutmeg is very different than cayenne pepper. Cinnamon is very different than, I don't know, cumin. They're all different. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they respond in the same ways. So if you are clear that your kid is spicy, then that means you just go into every kind of meltdown knowing their regulation sucks. This is not age appropriate. So I could have a 5-year-old in my house who is better at managing disappointment, frustration tolerance than a 12-year-old, simply because the 5-year-old ain't spicy. But a spicy kid is just so behind on where their peers are and where their siblings are. And the worst thing we can do is shame them for that, because they don't want to be like that. But they don't know another way to be, because it's a huge part of it is how they're wired. And why would you pick that? That's the thing I always say to parents. Why the hell would you pick that? To be that volatile internally, to feel that out of control. Why would you want to be like that? It's not a choice. I have this loving argument a lot with parents where they're like, yes, it is. He's manipulative. Yes, it is. She's a drama queen or whatever. And I hear you and I get that. And I've sensed those feelings myself too with my kids, of feeling like you're manipulating me or whatever. But as soon as I hear my brain use that word of you're manipulating me or you're being disrespectful, I remind myself how old they are. And even if they're 18, it is still not something that you are actually sophisticated enough and creative enough to do, because under 25, that part of your brain is not fully developed yet. So if you're under 25, your cortex is not fully developed. If you're under 25, that means that your brain is fixated on connection. Your brain is obsessed with having connection with the grownups in your life. And so any kind of manipulative, disrespectful sort of behavior in a weird, roundabout, screwed up way is actually in an effort to draw you closer and is actually in an effort to accomplish what they need, which is care. Does that make sense? So when you hear your brain say, my kid is doing something for attention, it is actually I'm care seeking. And so even if you can work on that, and remind yourself that they are not attention seeking, shut up, brain. They're not attention seeking. They are care seeking. There is a need that they have and I need to meet it. And that's the trickiest part about spicy kids, I think, is that there's a lot of care seeking and they're really hard. So it feels like we're walking on eggshells. Yep. Nailed it. That's what I think 99% of spicy parents say, is that it feels like this kid runs the house. It feels like this kid ruins family holidays. If I had a dollar for every time I've heard that, we try to do something fun. We try to go out to dinner. We try to go to the pub for dinner. We tried to go on a fun holiday. We tried to do so many fun things. And then the spicy kid ruins it, is what most parents would say. And that we're walking on eggshells constantly is a common one. Why am I saying that? To validate for you that you're not weird, that that's normal. And that's a huge part of how you know you have a spicy kid. My husband yells and isn't as patient as me. Yeah, there's usually that dynamic in couples where there's one that is the yeller or more aggressive or gets more upset, and then the other one that's more patient. And usually what they both say to each other when they step into my office is, he's too hard on the kids. And then he'll go, and she's too soft on the kids. Usually, not necessarily in those genders, but usually one parent will be like, I think they're too hard on the kids. I think they're too soft on the kids, is usually what it is. And what I always say is, wouldn't it be great if we could meet in the middle? And that's my intention with this stuff, is to find a middle ground. Okay, so back to spice kids. They don't do big feelings. They don't do shame in the answer of why are they like this. They just suck at big feelings. They hate big feelings. Big feelings make them feel vulnerable. Big feelings make them feel out of control. Big feelings make them anxious. Feelings make them anxious. Feelings make them feel uncertain. Think about the last time you had a panic attack, or think about the last time you felt really anxious. And what was that about? Right? Because whatever it was about, whatever you were having the panic attack about, or whatever you were feeling really upset about, chances are it was probably something that you knew consciously. There was a part of you that knew, this thing is not going to kill me. The vomit, the bridge, the whatever, it's not going to kill me. This presentation. But I can't help it. There's this voice in my brain, your amygdala, who's saying it's horrible, horrible, right? And so that is what it's like to live in a spicy kid's head, that they have these thoughts and feelings like, if I can't have my iPad, I'm going to lose my mind and my head is going to explode. In the same way that you thought, oh my gosh, I have to do this presentation. Oh my gosh, I can't handle it. The thought of standing up on the stage, or if you have, say, a vomit phobia, the thought of someone vomiting all over me in front of me, or the bridge collapsing, if you have a bridge phobia, whatever, or the plane crashing, if it's flying, you know that it's irrational and disproportionate how upset it makes you, but you can't stop it. You can't turn it off. And that's what these spicy kids feel, is like, I know I'm disproportionately losing it when you just said we can't go to the park, or I can't have my phone, or I can't go to the party this weekend, or whatever. They don't want to flip out as much as they do, but they are lacking that emotional regulation ability to slow it down and stop. So then when we shame them and we get mad at them for how they've responded, it's so unfair, because that's like you having a panic attack and me getting mad at you and saying, this is stupid. Why are you freaking out about this? You shouldn't be panicking about this. This is so ridiculous. You know that planes are safe. Why are you having a panic attack about flying? God, you're ruining our holiday. Do you see the similarity? When your spicy kid is flipping out and losing it, when you go into a shamey, angry rant, they're like, I can't help it. I don't like being like this either. I know when I act like this, it alienates you. And the one of their biggest things too is, I know in those moments, I am too much for you. My feelings, my bigness to this is too much for you. And simultaneously, I'm not enough. Because you've just been so clear with me that the way I'm behaving is not good enough. Or maybe you've even said it verbatim. What a tricky spot to be in, hey, to feel simultaneously like I'm too much and I'm also not enough. No wonder they have such a hard time. No wonder they're so negative too. I don't blame them. To carry that kind of dichotomy around all the time. Ouch. That's hard. So why are they like this? I think a lot of it comes down to the amygdala. Amygdala being responsible for fight, flight, freeze. Amygdala being responsible for keeping you safe. Amygdala being responsible for the majority of what drives kids' behavior is the amygdala. Why? Because the cortex, the sort of balance to that, isn't fully developed until between 25 and 28. Most research we're seeing now is saying 28. So that ability to calm yourself down, cortex, not there yet. The ability to not dip into fight, flight, freeze response so easily, cortex, and they just don't have that yet. So again, they're not choosing this. But I think spicy kids really have bigger, louder, stronger, brighter amygdalas than the rest of us. And I think their obsession with choice and needing to feel like they're making choices and having power is actually about anxiety and is actually about when I'm in control that makes me feel safe. That's like all of us. Let's be honest. When you're getting control freaky about stuff, I'm my worst control freak self, going to the airport or on a long haul flight, because we usually fly to LA for flights. Oh my God, I'm literally the worst version of myself. I feel, if any of you could see me, the day we fly out, that is literally the worst version of myself. I'm so stressed. Not that I love flying. I have no problem with flying. My mom is a flight attendant for 17 years. I grew up flying a lot. I love flying. It's just all the logistics and checklists and remembering everything and timelines and hurry and packing. And there's just so much to do. And I get really control-y about this needs to be packed in that thing. And this time that needs to happen. Why? Because it helps me manage my anxiety. It helps me calm down. It helps me bring certainty. It helps me feel safe. If someone else were to be like, I'll pack for you, I'd be like, no, thanks. That would stress me out. Does that make sense? So a lot of times with spicy kids, their obsession around choice and their needing to make decisions and their, I need to pick the cup color, you know, red or blue, I need to pick that, actually is calming and soothing. And how do I know that? Because when you say no to them, or you say, you don't tell them red or blue cup, you give them the blue cup, it triggers often in spicy kids, the fight response. They're so disproportionately ragey about the thing you just said no to or whatever. I guarantee you that if we could crawl inside their brain right then and there and do an MRI, I guarantee you what we would see is an amygdala lighting up like a Christmas tree. And they've kicked off into fight response. Because remember, spicy kids, as Ross Green would say, have unlucky behaviors. Neurotypical kids have lucky behaviors, which is crying, looking for a cuddle, softly weeping, that sort of. Whereas a spicy kid is swearing, throwing knives, biting, spitting, exploding. Whereas the ketchup kid, the non-spicy kid, is imploding. Do you see? So I think it's all actually, in a weird way, a way to soothe my anxiety and soothe the things that stress me out. I feel safer and calmer and better when I'm in control and I can decide things. Yeah. The other thing that I think is relevant to talk about in these scenarios, when you say, why is he like this, is a question I get a lot is when a spicy kid classic says, I hate you. You're not my real mom. I wish I wasn't in this family. I'm running away. I want to kill myself. I hate this. I want to die. It's all not being dramatic. They're not being dramatic. They legit mean it. But they don't mean it in the way that you think they mean it. They mean it in a way of, I always say, put the subtitles at the bottom of the screen, mute their mouth. And then the subtitles at the bottom of the screen I want you to read are, I'm having a big, hard time right now. I am having lots of big feelings. I don't know what the hell to do with them. I feel really overwhelmed. I feel very unlovable in this moment because I am not my best self. I know that, but I don't know what to do about it because I'm 6, I'm 12, I'm 20, whatever. I don't know how to calm myself down because, again, I don't do big feelings and I don't do shame. And I'm feeling a lot of shame right now over my big feelings. I'm feeling a lot of shame right now over my behavior. And I'm feeling all these big feelings about my shame. And then they kind of go back and forth, and then they get tangled. And that's all a lot for me to manage. And so I need to be really clear to get you to understand how much pain I'm in and how overwhelmed I am. And I know I can bust out some big guns. And the big guns are, I want to die. I want you to die. My daughter was saying that to me the other day about, she wanted me to let her go so she could go hit her sister. And I can't even remember what her sister said that was so upsetting. But all she wanted me to do was to let her go so she could go beat the shit out of her sister. And she's just saying to me, you were so dead. I'm going to cut you and I'm going to kill you. And I want you to be dead. And just kept going on and on about how she wanted me to be dead. And I was just like, I know, bud, this is so annoying and so frustrating. I know, so annoying. I hear you, how mad you are. I hear you. Because remember, it's not really about that. It's not about any of that stuff. It's not about, It's not about that. It's about, I'm trying to get you to understand how much pain I'm in. I'm trying to get you to see how overwhelmed I am. I'm trying to get you to see, I don't have a bigger card to play. I don't know the biggest card to play. The biggest card to play, I know, is to talk like that. And what I'm trying to say to you is, I'm so overwhelmed. My nervous system is fried. I don't know how to regulate. Can you please help me calm down? Is what they're really saying. That's what's really going on the subtitles at the bottom of the screen. But then when you take the bait, which is what we're all tempted to do, and I've totally done it, I'm telling you, like, ideal parenting moments. Don't take the bait, ma'am. Don't take the bait. I hate you. I want to move out. I want a new family, you know, and also don't be an asshole about it and be like, okay, well, you go do that. Here's the suitcase. Cause what does that validate? I suck and I'm not valuable and I am too much and I am not enough. I knew it. It's chasing them when they have their little bag packed and they're at the front gate. It's chasing them down and going, hey, where are you going? This family would never be the same without you. I am so sorry that I was making you think that you weren't wanted and loved in this family. oh my gosh, I'm going to work so hard to figure out whatever just happened so that you don't have to ever have to feel that way again, that you're not welcome in this family, that nobody wants you. We would never be the same without you. Oh my gosh, sweetheart. Big hug, big hug. But what did most of our parents do when we threatened to run away? Not that. My mom was like, see ya. Do you want to borrow a suitcase? Do you want an apple? Have a snack? Most of our parents, and you see this in pop culture, you see this in TV shows, you see this, you know, in memes, you see this all the time, where parents think it's funny. And the kid who's threatening to run away or whatever. To me, that says I'm in a lot of pain. Because you and I, if we threatened to leave our families and we walked out and we walked to the gate, it would be because we were in a lot of pain. And we were overwhelmed and I don't know what else to do except to leave, which is the flight response. So why are they like this? That's ultimately what was your question. Why is he like this? The way that his nervous system is set up, the way that his temperament is, meaning how he came out. Spicy kids, every parent says they were spicy from day dot. They were spicy as babies. And that could manifest in challenges with sleeping, eating. Just they were challenging. They were tricky from way back. Why are they like that? The best answer, I think, if we had to put it in one sentence of why are they like that is, I don't know, but what is a better question or a better way to reframe it is they're not choosing to be like this. The sooner you can get on board with that, the better your life will be with a spicy kid. If the stories you keep telling yourself are they're trying to be a jerk, they're disrespectful, they're disobedient, they're bad, they're naughty, they're a bad kid. As soon as you can shift out of that and you can shift your opinion, the way you view them in your brain as they're a good kid, having a hard time. They don't want to be like this. They do not want to be like this. We are all wired for connection, safety seeking, tightness with our tribe, our village, but especially our parents. So if they are acting in a way that is alienating, if they are acting in a way that is antisocial, defiant, disobedient, pushing you away, you got to look real hard at what's going on, at your relationship. Relationship, relationship, relationship. Parenting is not about strategies and behaviors and behavior management. Parenting is about relationship. And the sooner you get on board with that, the sooner your life will improve and your parenting will suck less. Because think about it. If you view it as strategies and I need to have scripts and I need to have the step-by-step, then you're all like in your head. Whereas then when I say parenting is about relationship, you're like, oh, I know how to do that. Or maybe you don't. That's okay too. Not all of us were modeled awesome relationships as kids by our parents or our family. But if you instead go into a parenting situation with your kid, you find the empty vodka bottle, they steal, they lie, they cheat, they punch someone, whatever. If you go into that parenting moment or that moment of discipline or whatever, that big showdown, where you bust out all your parenting skills. If you walk into that arena with the mantra, parenting is about relationship, 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 connection, 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 you know what to do. You don't need me in your ear. You know what to do. What do you do in relationships? Kind, compassionate, empathetic. You get curious. What's going on for you to do that? I know you're a really good kid. So I know for you to tell me that you hate me or for you to hit your brother, or to knock down his Lego tower, or to steal his phone, or to rip down his poster off his wall. I know for you to do that, there must be something real big going on for you, because I know you're a good kid. So what's going on, bud? I want to help you. I want to figure out what's going on. I know you're a good kid. What's happening? Do you see the difference? That's relationship focused. That's connection focused. And then I can figure out too what's actually happening for you. And then I can help you, and then I can actually fix stuff. Whereas if I go in there with, why'd you rip down his poster? What's wrong with you? I can't believe you threw his phone across the room. I'm going to have to call the police because you just hit him or whatever. Like, yay, yay, yay. But most of us, I think we only respond like that because we don't know what else to do. So, and there's lots of other else to do. And if you want to know, okay, well, what can I do instead? Watch the Spicy Masterclass. That's 3 hours of like, or two and a bit, I think 2.5 hours of what to do instead. And that there's just other options. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be threats and punishment. And if you do that one more time, or that's it, we're not going to the park now. That's it, I'm taking your phone. That stuff doesn't work. Question says, what if the spicy kid runs into their room and slams the door and says, leave me alone? Do we? If you put a gun to my head and I have to pick an answer, I say no. There are some kids occasionally where I have shifted that opinion, but 90% of the time I say no, I follow you. Why? If the story I'm telling myself right now as a spicy kid is that I am unlovable, I'm too much, I don't know what to do with my big feelings, and I don't like shame. As soon as you see them disconnect, you know that they're in shame, right? Running to their room and slamming the door means I'm in shame. That's the subtitle you can see at the bottom of the screen. A kid who runs off, slams the door. The closed captioning should say, spicy kid feels in shame. So they went to their room and slammed the door. You follow them and you sit outside the door. Hey, whoa, what's going on, bud? I know you're a good kid having a hard time. I know that you didn't mean to hurt the dog. I know that you were just excited when you kicked him. I'm sorry I sort of snapped at you about hurting him. I know you didn't mean to hurt him. I know you're a good kid. You didn't mean to hurt him. I don't want you to be alone with these big feelings, okay? Try to go in if they shove you out and, you know, are sitting against the door. Okay, well, I'm not going to let you be alone with these big feelings, okay? Modeling a nice deep breath. Not want you to be alone with these big feelings, okay? I know that when I have these big feelings, I don't like to be alone. We don't have to talk, but I'm just going to be here, okay? Just going to be sitting with you. And doing those nice modeling, regulation, showing them how to regulate. Again, very hard for us if we've not learned how to do that ourselves. My favorite is to pass notes under the door. That's always been my secret sauce of getting both my kids to let me in or to calm down. The key, though, in those situations when they storm off is you staying calm. Don't engage with the fiery part of your brain that wants to scream and throw stuff back. That's not teaching them anything, right? In that moment, they're being very clear. I need to learn how to regulate. I suck at regulation. So you stay really calm and go, cool, I know how to do it. I'll show you. Lots of deep breaths. Yeah, notes are good. I like passing notes. And I like that with teenagers too. Passing notes under the door. It's cute. Unless they tell you to like, please go away. If they're really, 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 really adamant and you can tell that you're actually pissing them off more by staying, then I say, okay, I will honor and respect what you've said. I will be in the kitchen. I would really like to talk to you about this. And I don't like the idea of you sitting in here by yourself with these big feelings, but I will be in the kitchen if you want to talk about it. And yeah, but that's rare that I recommend that. A lot of times too, with older kids and with little kids, I'll say, you don't need to talk to me. I get it. You don't want to talk to me. I'm just going to sit on the edge of your bed and I'm just going to rub your feet. I'm just going to sit here with you and breathe. I don't want you to be alone with your big feelings. I know you're a good kid. You're just having a hard time and I'm here. Okay. We don't have to talk about it. I just don't want you to be alone with all these big feelings. Okay. Because the aloneness is what validates my fear that I am unlovable. I'm not good enough and I'm too much. And so if I leave you alone, that's what your brain will tell you. But if I'm present and I'm sitting there with you calmly and patiently, compassionately, that story doesn't work anymore, does it? You're not too much. I'm with you. You're enough. You're good. You're a good kid. You're just having a hard time. Then that story can't win. That story can't become the narrative. And that's what it is for most spicy kids. It's the narrative that then informs the rest of their life. I'm unlovable. I'm not good enough. I'm too much, and I'm not enough at the same time. Does that make sense? Yeah. And spicy kids too often have a real gruff exterior. They have a real, what looks like thick skin. They don't. They have like the thin, they have like paper thin, tissue paper thin skin, but they, and I know this too from working in prison, which is a lot of tough, quote unquote, tough guys. Spicy kids, I think, have the thinnest skin of all, but they make it look like they don't. They want you to think, I think they know that their skin is tissue paper thin, and that feels really vulnerable, and that feels really unsafe, and they don't like that. So they like get pieces of steel and oil, and they cover themselves with it. So when people see them, they're like, oh yeah, they're covered in steel. And they're like, oh, whew, glad everyone fell for that. And they thought I had steel around me. Sweet. It's a lot easier than everyone seeing my tissue paper thin skin. They have such big hearts. They're such deep feelers. They're such deep feelers. Which is why if you can meet them with this sense of you are lovable, you are good enough, I know you're not bad, I know you're only acting like that because your brain took over and you don't feel like you have another way, that's then where you can get through to them and you can teach them other ways. You can teach them how to regulate. But this is the irony. This is the irony with spicy kids, is that we suck so much with regulation with them. And that's what they need the most, is to learn how to regulate. Then no wonder they don't learn how to regulate. Because the grownups in their life don't know how to do it either. So, because they're so challenging. Like, I'm not saying that to shame you. They're very challenging.
If you're a parent or a professional who works with children and you want my help in improving things with the kiddos in your life, or if you're simply a human being feeling kind of stuck and maybe kind of overwhelmed, my online programs have lots of resources, transformative content, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and a supportive community. If you want to learn more, just go to HeidiRogers.com. All right, friends, thank you as always for tuning in today. Our time is our most precious asset, so I truly appreciate you sharing your time with me. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of Tell the Others.